Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Keith Pointer.
Hey, and we're in the studio for once.
How about that?
Yeah. What do you know, man?
Good times.
Yeah, it's and it feels like I just talked to you, because I did.
Because you did, yeah.
We did a pregame show on Twitter. I'm Mr. Twitter Space.
You are the Twitter Space King, I guess. Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, stuff's been around a while, right?
I don't know, Drew. I mean, I've seen him, and I've just never really dipped my toe into it.
Let me ask the young guy.
Well, it's been a while, but it hasn't been as evolved.
Yeah,
as
it must have gotten better.
Yeah, in the last few months, I think it has gotten better.
Yeah.
Because it's been more popular.
Well, we got a coach. And what a day. What a few days.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing else. It's a cry of relief, I think, from the fan base. Okay, who's this guy? Let's just go. Just see who. All right, whatever.
Well, that's what we begged for yesterday. Yeah. Like it was Wednesday, and it's like, I don't care who it is at this point, but let's have a press conference. Let's have a board meeting. Let's do the thing. And get going.
Yeah, and so we got all that parliamentary procedure today. We'll do the board. They'll approve. Someone may grandstand. Who knows? I mean, that was Lord knows if Ben Richards, somebody would have grandstand. Would have been grandstanding.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious. I mean, this is the day I want to hear reaction from people, because I think a lot of people had an arc of emotions yesterday. I'm sure there's plenty of people that hate the hire. I'm sure there's plenty of people that were like, who? Is related to Travis Kelce? Yeah. Is Taylor Swift coming? Like, how does this work? But I got to say, I mean, everybody knows where I stood on Richard. You know,
right.
I mean, I consider him a friend, and I wanted him to get the job. And then when he didn't, like a lot of people, I'm like, ah, crap. And then you're like, all right, who's this guy? And I'd said from the start, like, if we're pursuing Shirts and him, his resume screams success more than Shirts. I never understood that if you're going for either of those two, go to that. And then you start seeing videos of the guy, and it gets real easy to pull for. And I don't know what Counselor Byrne, even yesterday, he knew before I knew about it. He goes, you gotta see the videos of his son. He goes, I've watched a few of their games this year. He just talks trash to the other team the whole time. I'm like, what? He's got an 11 or 12 year old son just talking bleep on the bench. And I guess Brady Brohm's got a rival now.
Well, there you go. I mean, not only is he going to be easy to root for if you're a Louisville fan, excuse me, he's going to be real easy to hate if you're a Kentucky fan. Like that's going to be a thing.
I thought about it.
And God forbid they actually beat Kentucky at some point.
Oh, he'll be insufferable.
Oh, my word. And the fans are going to, ooh, yeah.
I mean, this comes down to winning, man. You know, I've said all along, you know, I don't care about April, May, June, July, August, September. Get me to the games.
Right.
Get me to what counts. And what you're not going to have, I mean, the videos of this guy going around campus and recruiting students and selling the program, as I'm watching, I'm going, man, I mean, you can't do it necessarily at the grassroots level like this, because Louisville's not a city. It's kind of built like Charleston from the campus. But maybe you can on campus. I don't know.
On campus, anyway.
Yeah, on campus, you probably could. And I'm going, okay, I like this. And then I see the video of him drawing up the play for his son, which is one of the coolest things. Excuse me. I had the chips back there. Was there a chip party here last night? There's like 10. That's Nick Valvano written all over. There's 10 different Lay's potato chip brands back there.
It's got to be Nick. I don't know what it is. But
I risked my life by eating a chip out of that. And I was like, oh, my God, Nick's hands have been in here. It's not. Or Nick and his friends. Who knows?
The frat house that is the studio.
I don't
studio.
Know what the hell. That screams Nicky V. Hey, let's get 8 different brands of chips and try one on air and talk about it instead of the new coach. No, we're not doing that today.
That's
That's Nicholas. but yeah, I mean, you see the videos, and it's going to be, you're not going to suffer for lack of energy. I think it's going to be great for our radio station. I don't think that guy's going to be shy from a microphone.
No, not at all. I think, you know, the thing I looked at, just tried to do, and I haven't done any search for common opponents, but I did look at last.
Yeah, they don't play anybody.
Well, the last 2 years.
It was no one on that schedule.
The last 2 years, he was 58-12.
Oh, now we're going to numbers.
Yeah.
We're hiring via KenPom now.
No, blank. I'm channeling you, brother. They were 58-12 in the last 2 years. Contrast that with we were 12-52. Like that, okay. Those were the only numbers that stood out to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so, I mean, as many losses as this program had wins.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Chase, what stood out to you?
I mean, I did not know that he helped recruit Jeff Teague and Alfred Okwuminu to Wake Forest.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I think people were like, he's got a lot of energy. And then before we hired him and they started doing deep dives, they were like, well, he might be able to recruit a little bit as well. And,
yeah.
You know, he's done the job for a long time.
I mean, I think the difference is now recruiting so much of it's money. It's just money. What are you going to pay me? And then do you like, you know, can you be able to have the energy to play for this guy? Because if you don't have energy, I don't think he's going to like you.
Right. I think it's money. I think it's connections. I think it's all those things together. I still think that there is, you know, relationship things that have to be in place.
A little.
I mean, money kind of trumps a lot of stuff. But, I mean, you know, I think he's going to be great. Scotty Davenport's on board. I saw an interview with him.
Yeah, oh, I did not.
Apparently,
Scotty D, call in if you want.
Yeah, Scotty D.
Stop by if you want.
Yeah, even better. His son,
Doug,
was a graduate assistant at Xavier with him.
Oh, okay.
And Scotty did this whole, I mean, it was a 30-second bit that I saw on Twitter.
Let's see if you can find it there.
Not only was it that, he said that.
I think he's got the clip.
Okay, he's got the clip, but even better.
Wow, man.
Dude, producer extraordinaire.
Doug was a graduate assistant under Coach Kelsey and Coach Mack at Xavier 2010 to 2012. He is a basketball coach. I mean, he's passionate, tremendous attention to detail, and I think he has great energy to get the most out of every single player he coaches. And I know that because he did that with Doug, what he taught Doug and what he drew out of Doug to launch his coaching career. That's where it started, and now you look where it is. So he deserves a lot of credit. Our family is indebted to Coach Kelsey.
Wow.
And I go back in doing some talk. Mick Cronin's family, probably the closest family in Cincinnati, are the Cronins and the Kelseys. His dad, before the Chevrolet business and the industry, was an assistant coach under Mick Cronin's dad, Hep Cronin, at LaSalle High School. Danny Cronin, Mick's brother's first job ever was for Mr. Kelsey. It's an amazing relationship. But he's got a tall task in front of him. And trust me, he won't be the most. All the fans are going to be demanding. He will be more impatient than you will be. Trust me.
That's my favorite sentence I've heard yet. He'll be more impatient than you. I want an impatient coach.
Yeah.
I'm impatient. I don't like patient people.
I want impatience. I want attention to detail. I mean, you know, and the interrelatedness between, you know, the Kelsey, the Cronins, the Davenports.
Wow.
I mean, it's you know, that's a big pull right there.
Any of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I heard that, I was like, well, this is crazy, but good, you know. So, you know, again, we said all week long, it'll be judged on the wins and losses.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But it's okay to get excited about it. Like, 100%. Look, everybody knows I want Richard. Now, you have no choice but to get excited about this guy. And I think the guy's going to be easy to root for. I was worried. I had people tell me he was, like, kind of cheesy. Like, I'm thinking, like, P.J. Fleck kind of cheesy. I didn't see that at all. I mean, I see a guy who's got, you know, energy and over the top energy, and I like impatient people. I that's me. I mean, I get along. I don't get along well with people who are, you know, strolled to anything. And this didn't look like he strolls. He runs with a purpose.
Well, you don't think he's cheesy, but I promise you, the guy that'll be in here at 3 o'clock,
yeah,
is going to call him cheese all day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's not going to like him at all.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, I hadn't thought about the fact that that they'll hate him.
The
Kentucky fans will absolutely loathe him.
And I think he'll love that.
Yeah, Yeah.
You know,
Chase is clapping in there.
Beating them by one is not really going to be a thing anymore. Yeah. Like, I just want to win by one. No. I'm going to beat their brains in. Have you seen the video of him hanging on the rim? It was a pregame. He's hanging on the rim at some rival opponents. Like, you know, they're doing their
nuts,
their practice, and he's up there, and he's just bouncing on the rim, and it's like, you know, he got into it with Dusty May at FAU because one of the FAU players said something to him, and so he's spouting back to the guy, and then he's walking down the bench to see Dusty May, and they're going to go out. I mean, he's not going to back down. Like, there's
I wondered about UMass, because UMass, you know, he was going to be the coach, right? He was there for the press conference, mm-hmm. and like 30 minutes before something, he bails. I had someone in the industry tell me yesterday the reason that he bailed, that a guy introduced himself. There were a bunch of alumni or, you know, boosters and everything. Boosters, the evil boosters are around. And some guy introduced himself as the bag man.
Oh, nice.
And he said, I am out of here.
Well.
I mean, like, he was like, you know, just got, you know, like, no, it's not, I'm not doing this. You know, this ain't blue chips. I mean, now it's like, well, you're like a pirate 200 years too late, man. I mean, it's like, you know, you're a bag man. What's that?
Yeah.
You the accountant?
Yeah, exactly.
Fundraising? What do you do? You know, but I don't know. I mean, if that story is true, I guess that's good. If that's not what you signed up for, if you're like, I'm going to actually recruit, I'm not going to, you know, cheat and pay players. And now you can just pay players. So.
Right. Now, as long as you utilize the tools that are at your disposal that are all above board, yeah, I think that people have a right to be excited. Now, you know, everyone will point, you know, the detractors, the rivals, and even some of the people in the fan base will be like, well, who's this guy? We didn't want him. We wanted, you know, four other people. You know.
Texas, check out Dan Cronin's Twitter account about Kelsey. Absolutely glowing. Was great to read from Mick's brother. Wow.
Nice.
In between horse picks, right? You know? Yeah. Texas says, Kentucky fans do not care. This is a terrible hire. Well, then why do you care enough to text into a Louisville radio show if you don't care? I always love that. I don't care. I don't care so much. I'm listening and texting. Got it. Got it.
The only thing that's worse than what Louisville's been going through the last, I don't know, couple weeks is apparently what's gone on in Lexington the last couple weeks. I mean, there's some dysfunction going on down there that's been unbelievable. I'm not going to air the dirty laundry, but if you've got a Twitter account, you can see what everybody was writing about yesterday. Yeah. And Chris from Richmond talking about fist fights in the locker room at halftime of the Oakland game.
Was that
a thing? There are legs to that. I don't know. It wasn't there, but I mean, God knows
you weren't there at the halftime of the locker room?
God knows they fight in the locker room at the UK athletics, folks. I mean, we've seen the football fight. That made its way to Twitter last week.
Yeah,
so.
How about that?
Or last month, but you know, so did you? Mitch Barnhart and John Calipari had their big kumbaya thing that was aired at 7:30 on Lex 18. I watched a little bit of that. So, you know, it's while you might want to be throwing stones at Louisville, you live in kind of a pretty glass house down there in Lexington. So I think I would back off that for just a little bit.
Now, somebody told me this fact that Kelsey recruited and coached DJ Burns at Winthrop is pretty much, I mean, wait a minute. So he. My favorite player in college basketball, he coached and recruited.
Yeah.
I could get a DJ Burns jersey. Wait a minute. He recruited him, and now he plays for Kevin Keats. And the guy owns vending. I mean, this is too good.
You might be able to get a snack.
Yeah. Hi. How you doing here? You want a payday?
Yeah.
So, I heard something about that. Again, it's all like just overload of information yesterday. And then you're seeing, I mean, even when I called into Innocent show to talk about something, you know, they hadn't even heard about the kid, you know, about the trash talking son. So everybody knows I wanted Richard. I'm not rewriting history, and I think Richard would have been freaking awesome.
Yep.
But also, I got to say this, I don't think Richard did 110% to get this job. I think he I think he gave it about 90-95%, and I don't know it may not have mattered. I mean, Kelsey is maybe going to be the guy anyway.
Right.
But, you know, I really don't know. There was a couple other things I thought he would, you know, would pull out all the stops to do and didn't do. And so, I don't know. Maybe in the end, it wasn't for him. But I don't know. Either way, this is, and again, it may not have mattered. This may have been the guy anyway.
Well, the cool thing about it being Pat Kelsey and the thing that, kind of coming off the board, no one really knowing a lot about it, is it gave everybody an opportunity to dive in right after he was announced.
Yeah.
And it's like, now there's all this stuff, and you're like, well, that's kind of cool. And so, you know, the only thing I would encourage people to do is have an open mind.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I said the other day on Twitter, I don't have $850,000 of my money riding on the hire.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and so the guy who made the hire, he's all in.
I do think that's the best combination going here, is that you've got an athletic director that is tied, his career at U of L is tied to this hire. And right. It sounds like you have a coach from a couple of things that I've heard of the conversation have been had that absolutely understands that. The coach understands that, hey, I can't let you down. And plus, look, his career arc is screwed. If right. he's not good, the work he's done to go to Winthrop, to Charleston, to here is you know, you're going back to wherever. You're right. going back to Charleston, or you're going back to, you know, pick a lower level school. And who knows what, you know, Josh Hurd's going to, you know, do if it doesn't work. But I like the energy of two guys whose careers depend on the job. I don't know that we've ever had that situation here where, I mean, Tom Jurich's career was never tied to, you know, a hire, but he was, you know, he's, you know, hits right off the bat. And, you know, Barnard's been there so long. And I just don't know that we've ever had that. So if you are, you know, this for this guy and you're going, hey, I need this. Okay. The answer is yes. I mean, who, if you need something and if I don't give it to you, I'm like not giving it to myself.
Right.
You know, so, and I don't know what the, you know, we'll see how they can funnel NIL things in this way. I mean, Richard would have had, there was like $1 million of extra NIL had they hired him. I mean, I know some of the people that were involved in recruiting that thing. Now you're probably paying him less than you would have paid Richard, one would assume, and you're certainly paying less than you're going to pay for Scott Drew.
Right.
I don't believe that $8 million. I mean, I the more I dig into, you know, some of these the numbers in this, I agree with they were going to make him one of the highest paid coaches, but I don't know that $8 to $8.5 to $9 million. I don't know that there's that money. Plus, if you could pay this guy, what do we think? $2-$2.25 million. You know, he's making 1.1
right
where he is. I would think if you get him to $2.25 million here, and now you've got maybe a way to funnel an extra $1 million, $2 million to NIL, or to the salary cap. It's just, NIL, it's ridiculous. It's a stupid term. I don't know. That's what I kind of think.
Well, the thing that'll be curious, and we have been real familiar with deep dives into contracts, either it's a new coach or getting rid of an old coach or whatever. So that'll be the first, you know, the school always puts out the fact sheet of here's what, you know, here are kind of the general terms. The thing that'll be curious to me and the thing that I want, and what I want doesn't matter.
But I think people are going to view it the way you're probably getting ready to talk about in terms of the terms and how it's structured.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of bonuses for, you know, ACC this or, you know, making, you know, coach of the year that, national, I mean, you get all these different incentives to do really well. There ought to be something in there that when you fail, like yeah. we've witnessed for the last 2 years, there ought to be some disincentives in there as well.
Yeah, there ought to be like high incentives and high disincentives.
That's right.
Like if you win, if you go to the tournament two straight years, you know, it's an extra $1 million. If you have a losing record for two straight years, your buyout gets cut in half.
Right.
I mean, stuff like that, I think first of all, the coach who's betting on himself should want.
Right.
And I think the fans would appreciate that. If you're hiring Jeff Brohm, it's different. He's got a proven track record. He's going to ask for you know, guaranteed money, you know, because he can.
Right. But he also didn't hold you up for a buyout.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And so it's easy for him to get out, not that he wants to. It's easy for you to get rid of him, not that you want to. And
I don't know that it's easy to get rid of Brahms. I thought
it was $1 million either way.
You may be right.
I mean, I don't know.
I know somebody I can
ask. You
could
ask, right? But I mean, yeah, yeah. I thought it was $1 million either way.
Oh, okay.
But
I know
it's not,
$1 million to leave. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. I mean, and so, you know, but to your point, I mean, if we were out at Acura at Oxmoor,
mm-hmm.
and Arthur Galitsky and the boys hired salesmen,
yeah,
and you went to work there for 2 years and you sold 12 cars,
yeah,
and you lost 58 sales,
yeah,
that went next door.
Why you chose that number?
They went
now
next
I get
door
it.
And bought yeah. Fords. They would look at you. You wouldn't have a job
you
anymore.
You wouldn't be there after the first year,
right? Right. Yeah. If you went 4-28,
yeah,
you know, I mean,
you wouldn't be there.
So I think people can that resonates, folks. And you said, like, if you were willing to bet on yourself, if those terms don't appeal to you
yeah.
as the coach, then you're not really that strong in your conviction that you're going to win.
Yeah. I just think it's very interesting. I like this. I gotta be honest. I like this a lot better than shirts. I was the least enthused of all of them about shirts. I start digging into this guy. I start seeing videos, and I go, okay, I can get behind this guy. What else do you like, Chase?
Well, I have to get this out. I'm glad UMass is carrying on Calipari's traditions up there.
Attaboy.
Oh, God, I had to get that out. I'm actually very excited to talk about basketball, like the yeah. style of play.
Yes.
I still need to dive into that, but I'm like, oh,
it shoots
God,
a million great. Threes. I mean, I called. Once you're done, I'll continue.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you.
The I called the King of Clemson yesterday, who doesn't know anything about basketball. And I'm like, you know, and again, this is a guy that when they were playing South Carolina the night before, did not know who had won the game in a 1-point game in basketball. Did not know. He calls and he's like, hey, what's y'all going to get a coach? I said, yeah, we got one about 3 hours ago. Where you been? He goes, well, who'd you get? I was like, ah, this dude at Charleston. He goes, oh, you're going to love him. He's awesome because he shoots the three, all wide open, you know, wide open offense, good spacing. I'm like, you don't. What is the only five games you watched have been of this guy?
Yeah.
And he has a place in Charleston. He's like, everybody loves this guy. And Dan McDonald texted me because Dan was, let's see what he sent, because he was at the Citadel, you know, for 12 years, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, there's King Clemson. You stumbled into the right hire. He will outwork every other coach in the conference. This guy didn't even watch basketball. but Dan sent me a text because he was at Citadel, I guess, as a player and a coach. And he said, hearing from many contacts in Charleston, spent 12 years there, text like, y'all going to love y'all just hired a freaking stud hoop coach. He's a dude. Never seen anyone invigorate a city like he did. He's a stud and loves baseball. How about that?
Nice.
And says, somebody else sent him this text. Great win last night. Good luck rest of the way. Saw where you hired Kelsey from CFC. Great hire. The guy is a freak of energy and reminds me of a young Patino. Don't know him, but friends love him. I mean, these are the type of texts that, you know, you go, okay. I think more than anything else, you want to see somebody who gives a damn. Right. You know, the give a damn meter goes a long way in all factions of life, whether it's, you know, your line of work, my line of work, sales, whatever, basketball. If you know, if the give a damn meter, if it's low, like the last coach, you probably go 12 and whatever that was.
12 and 58.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Just 12 and 52.
Whatever.
Yeah, just 12 and 52.
Can somebody Men in Black zap us or something like that? But that, like, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think I felt the biggest offense of the last staff was the lack of effort, their lack of energy. I mean, lack of skill is one thing, and that was evident. But you combine lack of skill at coaching and lack of effort, I don't know how they ever won 12.
Right.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. So if you want to hop in, I really want to hear from some fans. I got some text. Let's see. If you haven't seen the video, find the video where he hates shoes coming off players during practice. He'll aggressively side for the loose shoe and throw it across the court. In the video, he was one of the he was the one that last lost a shoe during practice. Just reflects. Okay, I got to see that video. Yeah, somebody send me
that. You absolutely have to see that video.
I mean,
he dives on the floor, grabs the shoe, and throws it all the way across the court.
So what if you're wearing your shoes not tied tight?
Yeah, I guess, and it falls off. If any shoe falls off at practice, he's from the sideline, sprints, dives, grabs the shoe, throws it across the court.
I'm okay. This was a thing with me. When I would play tennis, I would warm up, you know, everything's quick, and I would always tighten my shoes tight during, you know, when the match, right before the match started. When I go for a run, I walk out the door with them loose, tie them tight. That's a weird. I feel the same way. If you have loose, if your shoes are loose, I think you're like kind of lazy. Or probably is, you're probably talented enough it doesn't matter. When you're a scrapper like me, you have to convince yourself of stuff like this.
Well, it's one less thing.
Is he short?
To
Everybody says he's short.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Define little guy, Keith. What do you mean? You don't like those little people?
I mean,
is he like 5'6"? Like, he's like 5'7"?
He's not like jockey height or anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, is he like Diener height, like 5'6"? Or is he like 5'8"?
I'm a bad
Max
guy.
Diener height?
I'm a bad guy to ask.
I'm a terrible guy to ask. I don't notice anybody's height until they're about 6'5", because everybody's taller than me. There's something about 6'5", where I go, okay. Okay.
He's 5'9".
5'9", he's huge.
Freaking giant.
Yeah.
I knew was when I watched the video and he's hanging on the rim, I'm like, who put him up there?
Yeah. So, yeah. Texter says, I believe this is the better hire over all the other coaches, maybe even Scott Drew. Texter says, emotion, energy, enthusiasm is what I'm excited about. Bring it on. Texter says, wow, this new coach is... Oh, gosh, that's going so fast. Texter says, Diener's falling in love with Coach Kelsey. Texter says, Coach Kelsey would have killed Jalen Withers. Yeah. There's a lot of players he probably would not have.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. The apathy that we have seen...
Wait, his wife's name's not Kelsey, is it? It's not true.
No,
that can't be true.
I don't know.
This is a text line. I don't know. We'll look it up. That's Lisa. Yeah, nice try. Texter says, Kelsey has no affiliation with UK. I'm all in. Texter says, I'm glad we now have a coach. And I do like this coach, but now we need to get some players. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's... You know, I talk about you want to win in the winter, but you can win in April as well with getting players and looking like there's a plan.
Yeah. College of Charleston had their leading scorer go into the transfer portal yesterday. I think he averages about 13 points a game. He's a three-point shooter. And Louisville had Brandon Huntley Hatfield go in the transfer portal. So, I mean, you know, is he going to be – question one, is he going to be able to – question one is, does he want any of the guys that were on the team that have entered the transfer portal? And two, if he does, is he going to be able to bring any of them or retain any of them? So, look, I have no problem with the guys that were here that wanted to get in the transfer portal because they didn't sign up for a rebuild.
I mean, everybody should get in it. I mean, for leverage.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. King of Clemson with a trump card says, I know this about basketball. We play tonight at 7.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just Sweet 16.
You know? Ooh.
That's good. Let's go to Alex up next. Alex, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Nothing. I'm really hoping that, you know, I'm just looking for all the good juju in the world. You know, we had Coach KP. Now we have Coach PK. You know, just
I don't want any. PK. What are you doing? You're ruining the morning. I don't want any connection to the last one. No.
It's the opposite. I'm hoping with the reversing of the initials.
Also, dead opposite.
The initials being, I watched when he was at Winthrop. He played Kentucky at Rupp Arena, and he also played Florida State. And I think it was 18 or 17. I don't remember whatever year Quickly was there. And I'll be honest, I was not on board with this hire. I was very, very upset because I really, really wanted Richard.
Sure.
But after I watched that, the Winthrop, I mean, they eventually ended up getting like beat by like 12 points, I think. But they had so many alley-oops in that game. They had more alley-oops in that game, dunks in that game, than Louisville probably had in like the last 2 years. Like I was like, well, shoot, if that's in the playbook. We also, I watched the Alabama game. The same thing, like come off a screen. If the person, like I don't know why the player was so open to get the alley-oop, but that I just want to see that again. I want to see a Louisville player dunk a basketball and like and have like energy and yell in somebody's face. I'm just looking forward to if he can bring that, if I can see that, then you know, maybe I'll give him a chance. But thank you guys.
Appreciate it. Yeah, they lost 84-74 back there and gotta give a shout out here real quick, because last night, you know, on the Twitter space there was we had somebody come on with I'm just going to be an experiment. I'm not telling you over the air. We're just going to do this on Twitter spaces that said, I got a $1,000 bar tab tonight for anybody that's on the space. So, and his son is Asher is listening. Asher Harris. I guess I can give last names. So he's a big listener.
Yeah.
Doesn't like you much, I don't think.
Who does?
But he's on his way to school.
Asher doesn't like me or his dad?
I mean, you know, I don't want to get your hate list depth chart up there too high. No, I'm sure he likes you. I'm sure he's just fine. Yeah, get that lawyer off the show. What the hell? No. He's like, so Asher, good morning. Have a good day at school, and you know, thank you, Dad, for the bar tab tonight. Pretty cool. So.
Get to know me, Asher. Just hang in there a little bit longer. I mean, you know, I'm not the guy that yells at people. Like, how you don't like me?
That's a good point. I
got people at church coming to me going, is Diener as angry as he acts?
No.
Yeah, well, no, not really.
No.
Maybe.
Not unless the phone lines don't work. So then, yes, every word of that is true. So if you want to get in, 267-9680 is the number to hop on in. I think when somebody ever writes a coaching, you know, the story of the coaching search of this, it would be an amazing backstory. And an amazing story probably of backstabbing, too. Like, I mean, the whole thing with Dusty Bay telling Josh Shirt, yeah, man, I'm taking a Louisville job. Go on and find yourself another one. Yeah, well, I'm not taking you're what? Wait a minute. What are you doing? It kind of screws me over a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Let's go to James up next. James, welcome to Ninth Man of the Ville, ESPN 680.
Hey, how's it going, guys, this morning?
What's up, James?
I'm flying high. I just want to get behind the U of L because, man, 12-52, but I ain't going to say who the coach was. I'm not going to put no rain on it. I want the sun to shine. Let's go, Pat Kelsey. Let's go to work. Let's get these recruits in here. Let's put this program back where it's been. I ain't never been this bad in 20-some years being a Cardinals fan. So let's go to work.
Yeah.
I want to say.
James has got the energy. He's feeling it already. And I just want to go on record and say this. Not every KP is bad. So that's there's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
Somebody got somebody sending me a tweet, I think, and it's like, now maybe it is Eric Croft, but I don't know why the timeline would be not updating. So I don't know. I'm not going with that. All right. We'll let you hop on in. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text in the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. We'll talk to you. I guess we'll step aside here real quick as we roll along this morning. Hey, we've got the tournament. So, yeah, Clemson does play tonight, and we're not. But if you want to, you want to wager on it, go to download the FanDuel app. FanDuel is going to get new customers $200 in bonus bets when you win your first $5 bet. So that is an important, function there that you need to, you got to win that first bet. So, you know, it doesn't have to be like a minus 5.5. No. You want to do like the biggest, most favorited thing on the entire board. I mean, UConn, to win the game money line, or, just even bigger favorite than that. Somebody to score 5 points, like Antetokounmpo, minus 30,000 to score. Win that bet. You're going to get $200 in bonus bets. Go to FanDuel.com/DrewD. FanDuel.com/DrewD. Now, here's a trend to keep in mind. Sportsbooks got shelled last weekend. I mean, shelled. The first round of the tournament, when favorites win at that level, I mean, I've told some of these companies are like, just can't believe, took an absolute pound. So, do you want to stay with that trend? Do you want to go moneyline underdog? By the way, what was my theory last week? Moneyline underdogs. More favorites win than the history of, like, the sports.
Good call.
So, yeah. Yeah. I'm sticking with it. But that's my philosophy. Whatever yours is, you can, whether it's a player prop, whatever it is, you want to fade me, usually a good angle. You could do that as well. FanDuel.com/DrewD. Must be 21 or older. Present Kentucky. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. You got to win the bet to get the $200 bonus bets, and they're issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
It feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say, it's all right.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Keith Pointer.
Yeah, I guess here comes the sunny days. This is, we're feeling better about ourselves, I just watched that video of the shoe. I mean, I might have a man crush on this guy. I mean, that's been a weird thing for me. I see guys fall out of shoes. I'm like, what do you mean you're not lacing your shoes tight enough? Are you trying to roll your ankle? Like, right. I've never understood that. It's a weird thing for me with tightening my shoelaces before I play a match. I mean, I don't know, but the video is great because he loses his shoe, right, a couple of weeks earlier, and the players are all diving for it.
Carrying
to go
it outside,
get it, to
yeah.
throw it away. And somebody, a player loses it, and he chucks it. The energy of that team was great. Yeah. I hope the skill level is, what we're hoping for. But I think we all want wins, and wins are all that matter. But, man, the energy is what this program has lacked.
Well, wins matter, but more importantly than that, because right off the bat, you don't know how much you're going to get. Now, he's going to be impatient, so I hope that translates
Good.
to wins. But at a minimum, you're not going to go into it with a with already knowing that you're going to lose. I mean, there's not a game that we played in the last 2 years against a marquee opponent or even against a marginal opponent that I felt like there was any suspense. You knew you were going to lose. The only question was how bad.
Yeah.
And the games were just precursors to train wrecks of press conferences. So, I mean,
that's true. The games were the pregame show.
They were.
They were, because it's like, oh, just get your popcorn out. Yeah. Wait till he opens his mouth and whoa.
It's like, man, let's get the Learfield stuff done so we can get Kenny up there.
I mean,
it's like, oh, my word. So, I mean, you know, I'm glad that that's not going to be the narrative.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing that says that that's going to be the narrative at all. So that's a change in the right direction.
Let's see. I think we'll have a. I would bet within a week, maybe within a day. I may go have him do it. See if we can get him to do it today. You'll hear, you know, hi, it's Pat Kelsey, new coach of the Cards, and you know, tie your shoes, you know, you know, or something like that. I'll let him think about that. Texas says, "Drum the same way. I can't stand loosely tied shoes." Texas says, "My parents have had season tickets for 47 years for basketball, football, and now I've added women's basketball and baseball since retiring. Haven't missed a game, football or basketball, in 4 years. God bless you. We planned family vacations around games. Dad was ready to give them up for men's basketball and spend some more time in the sun this year until they hired Kelsey. Not all the old timers are upset with this hire. Like he said last night, I've been on the wagon my whole life. Go Cards." Yeah. Texas says, "No chance KP could ever draw something up like this." I guess it's Twitter. I guess it's one of his. Was it the play? Probably the play call for his kid.
Yeah.
Which is, if you've not seen that, go see that. Texas says, "Pat Kelsey's a lunatic, and I love it. Passion and energy. Bets on himself. Rallied Charleston, South Carolina around his mid-major. Can't wait to see what he does here." Texter says KP to PK 12-52 to 15-12 ? Texter says, "I'm very happy we hired Donnie Wahlberg." That's pretty good. Let's go to Todd up next. Todd, welcome at 9th Round of the ESPN 680. He's got the pictures there.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, I watched a couple videos. They popped up on my TikTok. The one that you just talked about was where he draws the play up for his kid. Look, if he can teach his kid to do a play right there in 30 seconds and do it correctly, then I'm all in. And the energy, I mean, you played for a tennis coach that was high energy and demanded it from his players. So I think that's the key. We need it as a fan base. And you got an alumnus down there, too, that played tennis with you. You should be reaching out to see what he knows about this guy.
Oh, yeah. I had two, actually three. Mike Lindsay actually played at College of Charleston, but Brian Minton and Chris Bonert both played at tennis at College of Charleston. It was a weird Louisville to Charleston tennis connection down there.
Yeah, that's high energy, man. I don't, you know, like you said, they want wins, but you need some energy, too. And this guy, of all the coaches that they interviewed, he's definitely got the highest energy, man. So,
yeah, and we don't know. We never know if it translates to wins, but because that's all that matters. But I think, you know, with this fan base, everybody saying that they wanted a. Everybody's saying, you know, wanted a big name. Then you realize, well, there really aren't any or not many big names. Then everybody's like, oh, God, why does anybody want our job? Why doesn't anybody want this? You know, that's what you heard, you know, over and over. And it's like, this guy wants it. And this guy is tied to an athletic director who has to have it or he's gone. And I think that's a great thing. And one thing that I think will come out and hopefully that you know, I'm sure his stories will come out today is, you know, I think one of the first times Josh wanted to talk to him, it was they had a game day. Mm-hmm. It was a game day. I gotta look at their season. I think it was their postseason. Where were they in the postseason? Do we know? Hang on. I got the Charleston, the conference tournament, and then the NCAA. I don't know if it was conference tournament or it was NCAA because they played Alabama in the first round.
Right.
109-96. Probably go back and watch that game. But one of those games, wherever it was, Where was the Alabama game played? I just want to check because it may be at what is Spokane. So what? It wasn't that. It wasn't the NCAA tournament game. It was one of the. It must have been the conference tournament game or whatever day you want to talk to him. It was a game day, and I think Josh talked to him for a few minutes, but he basically shut him down. He's like, "Hey, I got a coach. I got a game today. I'd love to talk to you about this. I got to coach my team, and I respect the hell out of that."
Yeah. in contrast that to the guy who's signing memorandums of agreement or understanding with a different school, right? I mean, it's like,
I want to do some more digging on this. I don't know if this is true, but this sounds like it would make sense, because I was talking to someone yesterday about that. I'm like, how can you do that? And I think the fact that they're a private school, I think St. Louis is a private institution, that you could do that there, where you can't do it at a public school, which makes sense, because you have to have board approval for any contract, I would assume.
And open records and all that.
Yeah, so that's how that happened, because I was, you know, and I don't know if Florida Atlantic, are they?
They offered Schertz the job yesterday, and he turned it down, right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I wonder if Richard goes after that. I don't think Richard's going to be in New Mexico next year.
FAU hired Baylor's assistant.
Oh, okay. So he's not going there.
Yeah. But the report was that they offered Schertz $1 million a year at FAU. And
they were
going
to pay his buyout to St. Louis, a school he's never coached a game for. Can you imagine that? We had to buy him out of his contract to St. Louis. How long have you been there? Oh, he's never been there.
Yeah, he's never been.
What? Huh? So I don't know.
But, you know, look at when people say, why don't any of the big names want to come? How many big names are there?
That's the thing.
You know, you're going to go get Bill Self? Probably not.
No, the guys that are big names are institutional names.
Right.
And you're not getting Danny Hurley out of Connecticut.
Right.
And now, I mean, I don't think Kelvin Sampson, he's been institutionalized there. I'm just going to go to the top 10 here in the KenPom. Purdue, Matt Painter, institutional coach.
Right.
Auburn, Bruce Pearl. I mean, his buyout makes him institutional. Arizona, okay, but Tommy Lloyd, but he just re-upped.
Right.
You know, Duke, no. Iowa State, $17 million buyout. Tennessee, Rick Barnes, not going anywhere.
Right.
He's in the twilight of his career. Carolina, no. The only one in the top 10 that maybe you could look at would have been Illinois, you know, is Brad Underwood. And you go, okay, well, but that's not a big name. That doesn't fall into that category.
Right. I mean, you lose Krzyzewski, you lose Boeheim, you lose Roy Williams, you lose all these people that have retired, Jay Wright, all these guys that said, I'm out. And so, you know, and when that happens, there's been this vacuum. There's not been all these coaches to percolate up to have a big name yet. So,
you know, but Dennis texted me, did Billy G have a memorandum of understanding? Yeah, he did. All of them start with that at the school they're working for. I've never heard of somebody with a memorandum of understanding at a school they've never been the coach at while working for another school.
Well, Billy G coached for like a year and a half with it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a, I mean, you know, it's almost
a contract.
It's a contract.
It's
a signed document. It's, you know. I mean, people think it's not a signed. It's a signed. I'm sure you could enforce the hell out of one.
If there are terms with provisions and penalties, I agree to do this, you agree to do that, then yes. The differences between contracts and memorandums of understanding are so negligible. I mean, you know, that it's
Braun was basically operating under memorandum of understanding until, I mean, a lot longer than you'd think. I don't know when he actually inked that deal. But he was. That's basically what he was under until, you know, maybe even the start of the season, something like that. But this is great. By the way, I heard a good nugget about football yesterday. They had to adjust their spring practice schedule next week. You know why?
Mm-mm.
The quarterback's getting married.
Nice.
So they had to switch a day of practice, I guess, so he could go, their 25-year-old quarterback, and go get married.
Well, good on him. I mean, good
that's
for
great. And good for Jeff for readjusting it, you know? But I think that's hysterical.
Yeah. That's awesome.
What's he got? You know, he's got to meet with his financial planner after that as well. Like, what does something else olds do?
Buy an annuity, disability insurance.
I'll be honest. Turning 23 and realizing that I'm older than most of these guys was a revelation to me. But thank God for Tyler Shuck.
Yeah,
I can still look up.
Yeah.
Wait till you have kids older than the stars. Well,
it is weird, like, because when you love college basketball and you watch it, and then you realize you're older than these guys. You know, I think it's probably about 30 before I realize, I'm a lot older than these dudes.
Or
you know,
the guys, like, the guys who used to watch their kids are playing.
Yeah,
and it's like, ooh.
You're like, that can't be his son.
I
guess it could. Let's go to Mark up next. Mark, welcome to 9th Minute Billy, ESPN 680.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Drew, I'm doing some door dashing, and I listen to you guys every morning. I just had a pickup, found this out, TAIYOUSHUU. Taiyoshu.
Oh, just like it's spelled.
Absolutely.
Oh, tie your shoe.
Tie your shoe. Tie your shoe, why?
I like that.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm glad you guys are all positive about this guy. There was a lot of negative talk last night on the radio. I'm glad you guys are positive and get behind this guy.
Well, I mean, what good does it do to say, oh, I hate our coach? Like, but
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, doesn't do any good. And I think people are going to – I think it's a wounded fan base, and it's a wounded ego of a fan base. And to find somebody that's going to come in and respect the hell out of the history and tradition of the program and not just say it at the opening press conference like Chris Mack did, to actually do it. And I think this guy will actually do that and not try to be too cool for school. We'll get in and grind and work his butt off.
Well, you know, Chris, you know, some of the good things that
Chris
he did.
Good luck with the DoorDash.
Yeah, the good things he did. I mean, he had all the alumni guys come over to his house for dinner all the time. I mean, there's a kind of an open door thing. So, Chris, I mean,
yeah, but
there were
for the fans, though, the engagement and the going around. And did you ever walk around campus trying to get fans to the games? And you know.
And this is going to sound goofy, and people who, you know, it's going to sound like a media guy with the complaint, except I'm not a media guy.
Yeah, I'm just a lawyer. Sleazy lawyer.
Who sits in when Mark's – when the media guys are in Hawaii, yeah. I get to sit down.
Good week to be on vacation, blank.
But I mean, you remember when Chris Mack came in and closed the locker room. That locker room had been open for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a little thing, but I mean, you know, how do you connect with the players? I mean, you know, guys were going, you know, Mark had guys that were going in and asking non-traditional questions.
Yeah.
You know, and players, you know, could show their personality a little bit, and no one abused that.
Yeah, there doesn't need to be a wall around the program.
Right.
And
so Mac was like, none of the guys seem to mind that I kicked you guys out. You're the only ones to complain about it. And it's like, okay, maybe, but, you know, at the same time, no one really connected like they did in the old days. So, you know, I would like, in the age of transparency, when we're letting everybody see everything.
Yeah, would you say yesterday?
No. Transparency is killing everything. I mean, you don't want to know how this stuff goes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to see war. You don't want to see anything that is ugly. You don't want to see legislation. None of that stuff. So, transparency, I get it, but it's kind of counterproductive sometimes.
I mean, it's just what you see from him, and a conversation I had this morning with somebody involved in the process. I like the things that are being the story, and not just being said, things he's actually done. The stories of how, you know, the work ethic, the video with the shoe is must see TV. The video of Southwest keeps calling. I've been trying to change my companion pass for like a day, 2 days, and every time I do, somebody I want to talk to calls. So I'll get back to you, Southwest. Let me know. But you know, just the stories of things that have actually happened. And you know, I just think that, like I said, that he's coaching his team on a game day. He's got a career opportunity, and he's like, I got to coach my team today. I'll talk to you afterwards or whenever this is over, whatever the case may be. So I don't know. Obviously, I was. Look, Richard had a support and had money ready to go. There was, I mean, people did a, and look, you know, people know where I stood. I, you know, think Richard would have knocked it out of the park here. And again, the money that was being raised, that had been raised, had been committed of dollars that weren't there before was tangible. And you up the salary cap with those people's money. But this guy, I got to say, I think he's going to be great, too. I think, you know, and if he's not, it's not going to be. Here's the best part. If he's not, it's not going to be for lack of effort and respect out of the job. Because right. I don't think the last guy respected the job at all. And this guy will.
Well, I don't think this guy had to be convinced to come.
No.
You know, I mean.
I don't know. Purvis told me not to.
Yeah.
We don't need Purvis anymore. That's Blanket Baker's greatest hits. I'll stop. You know, it's been nice that I have a week of the greatest hits to somehow relate it back to Ref Valley, you know.
You know. Well, there was that Clemson talk we had on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I can't recall. Well, I did still the trump card of the morning is I know this about basketball. We got a game tonight and you don't. Let's go to Jim up next. Jim, welcome in. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always gentlemen, fine job.
We can barely hear you. I don't know what you're on. We can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Hey, and Mr. Pointy, you do a fine job on the radio. You definitely got a good radio voice.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. I've been very excited about the hire. He's very energetic. I've looked at about every video out there on him. He definitely knows ball. Here's the thing that I think that Josh's job is not finished because to me, he's going to need help in recruiting the big-time players. And I still think that that's where we are to step in as a university and look into some big-time recruiters to help this guy.
Here are the big-time recruiters. Money. Okay. The $20 bills, $100 bills, that's what recruits.
Yes, Drew, I understand that, and I understand the fact that you can give somebody $1 million and that doesn't mean they spend it right. They blow it.
Yeah,
I'm on board 1,000%. And what I don't hear no one talking about is he's a godly man. And to me, that means a lot. Yeah, you can see the tattoo and think whatever on his arm, whatever. But I've done some digging on him, and he's a very godly man. He's appreciative. But I still say, though, that Josh needs to finish this by seeing what his plan is. I'm sure he has.
Oh, you don't think he's wanting to see a plan?
I know, Drew. but we're talking as fans out here. You know, I know there's people that know a lot more than I and probably you as well. But I still say fill this man full of every single thing he needs, and it starts with getting these top recruiting guys and let him – because I'm sure he's like, sure, fill it up. Give me what I need. And I'll do the coaching. He's going to bring his own few guys. I get that. But I just want to get some top-rated recruiters out there that will hit the ground running and bring that type of caliber player to the university and let him coach that himself, but give him the tools. I appreciate it, guys. Hey, I listen every day. And, again, Keith, you do a good job, even when Blank's gone. So.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, enjoy the weekend, guys, and happy Easter.
Hey, right, thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate it.
No, and what he says is true. You're right.
That God's going to like us now because he didn't like us before?
Maybe. You know what I mean? No, not that. We can talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But, you know, just because you've got a lot of money, I mean, the folks at Texas A&M have a lot of money.
That's a good point.
You know, and so just because you have money doesn't really necessarily mean that you're going to be able to go out and buy the best team. You know, what we know is if you don't have money, you're not going to be.
You're not in the conversation. Yeah,
right.
You're not in the conversation.
But just because you walk in with all this money, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get the player. And, you know, I'm not, to quote Nick Nolte, it's just about money. You know, I mean, and relationships too. But money is the big thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll let you hop on in here. Okay, we got to get to a break, though. Yeah, 267-96. Hey, enter our – today's the last day. Go on ESPNLouisville.com and enter our DraftKings Sweet 16 Bracket Challenge. It's free to enter if you have the app, and there's $5,000 up for grabs. And this is just our listenership. It's not like this is a nationwide contest. So, Southwest, quit calling. I'll change my companion pass after the show. It's, you know, they're $5,000 in DraftKings credit, free to enter, and it's just for our listeners. I mean, it's only going to be like, 300 or 400 people probably in this thing, and pays out the top 10. So, you know, unless you just don't want like $1,000 in bonus bets, stuff like that, then fine, don't do it. But log on to ESPNLouisville.com, and you will find out more about that. We got a number of other things going on. We got Bats baseball starting tomorrow. The opener is tomorrow. Look, it's going to be great weather over there, so definitely looking forward to that. We'll be broadcasting live from over there tomorrow. In the meantime, if you are someone who is thinking about selling your home, Edlin & Edlin is going to be somebody who's going to let you keep more of your money. Online at edelin.com, edelin.com. Well, how are they going to let you keep more of your money? Well, I'll tell you exactly how. Glad you asked. Instead of charging you 3% as a seller, they're going to charge you 1%.
How can they do that?
Well, because the buyers are doing the work these days. They're on the internet. They're looking around. Well, they're probably not going to do anything for you. No, they're going to do the same thing. Be quiet over there. They're probably going to, they're not probably. They're going to do the exact same work they've done before as a full-service realtor, but they understand, Phil Moffitt does, that, hey, you know, the buyers are doing a lot of the work, so I shouldn't charge as much because I'm not working as much. And they're going to give you everything they've ever had as a traditional realtor. Instead of 3%, they're going to charge you 1%. Can I interest you in keeping about, $7,000-$8,000 more at closing? Edelin.com.